This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Reuters is reporting that the next summit meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will likely take place in early 2019. Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he hopes to meet his North Korean counterpart to lay the groundwork for what he called a big step forward toward denuclearization during the next summit. Since the last one in Singapore, there has been little progress reported on North Korea's nuclear pledges. Speaking with VOA in Mexico City, Pompeo said Chairman Kim had told him he was committed to the promises he made to President Trump at that Singapore event. Pompeo's words come on the heels of news that the United States and South Korea have suspended upcoming joint air defense drills set for December. VOA's Steve Miller has the story from Seoul.
The Pentagon said the decision to suspend Exercise Vigilant Ace was made by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and South Korean Defense Minister Jong Kyung-doo when they met in Singapore Friday. Vigilant Ace was last carried out in December 2017 and had been scheduled for December again this year. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White said in a statement both ministers pledged to maintain close coordination and evaluate future exercises. In addition, a senior White House official said the next summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is likely to happen early next year. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Tragic news from India, where more than 60 people have died in a high-speed train accident in Amritsar, in India's Punjab state. The train barreled through a Hindu festival crowd on a stretch of tracks. The victims apparently never heard the train approach because of a fireworks display. Children were among those who died. At least 100 others were injured. This is VOA News. Central American migrants traveling in a mass caravan broke through a Guatemalan border fence this weekend, running into a wall of police on the Mexican side of the frontier. AP's Mark Stevenson was there when it all happened.
About 2,000 Honduran migrants literally shoved their way past a line of Guatemalan police and soldiers, ran over the bridge linking the two countries, and Mexico had actually closed these big steel gates to block their passage. The immigrants began shaking and rattling those gates until they broke the chains. About 50 of them were able to push through until the Mexican federal police here launched a few canisters of pepper gas that drove the rest of them back.
That was Mark Stevenson. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City, where outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto said his country was not ready to allow such an irregular entry into his country. Peña Nieto leaves office in December. And the presidents of Honduras and Guatemala are to meet today, both well aware of President Trump's threat to close the U.S. southern border to stop what he calls an onslaught. Tens of thousands of protesters, angry about the way the Brexit process is going, marched through central London today, bent on delivering a message that there needs to be a new referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union. Protesters want the public to have a chance to overturn the results of the original referendum in 2016. Hong Kong authorities have previewed a section of the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge ahead of its official opening for traffic on Tuesday. Frank Chan is Hong Kong's Secretary for Transport and Housing.
The bridge is not just a mega transport infrastructure jointly built by Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau. The central authorities also attach great importance to it. With the unfailing efforts of the engineering teams, and as demonstrated by the outcome of the joint trial last month, the bridge is now ready for commissioning.
The bridge is expected to boost economic development and tourism in Hong Kong. There is fresh evidence that Russia is continuing its electoral meddling in the United States. 44-year-old Elena Kushanova of St. Petersburg has been charged with trying to interfere with the U.S. midterm elections. Her apprehension is highly unlikely since she is in Russia, which has always denied any efforts at sabotaging the U.S. political system. Kushanova is said to be tied to the Russian oligarch known as Vladimir Putin's cook. A disappointing weekend for anyone with dreams of $1 billion in his or her future. No big winner in this weekend's Mega Millions lottery in the United States. The jackpot, already at $1 billion, is expected to grow to $1.6 billion for a new drawing on Tuesday. 15 second-tier winners will get $1 million apiece. Gene Randall, VOA News.